Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has urged opponents of a controversial $1.13 billion stadium on Hobart's waterfront to stop frustrating the project after it was endorsed by Parliament. The stadium legislation passed late Thursday with support from key crossbenchers who secured several safeguards, including an $875 million cap on state government investment. The controversy has largely centred on the cost of the development, which is a condition of Tasmania gaining an AFL team. But the cost is seen as too high by some, especially in light of a recent credit downgrade in the Apple Isle. Although he acknowledged the debate has been divisive at times, the Premier said the parliamentary vote should end outright opposition.
Democracy has taken place. I promise this will go through both houses of Parliament, and it has. And I understand there are people who will keep our government accountable to delivering this project. That's where I believe people's focus should lie, because that will deliver a better project. But to keep fighting against something that's gone through both houses of Parliament, democracy in action, I believe is not in the best interest of Tasmania.